Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. How are you? And welcome to our Transformation Thursday show. You know, I love doing this show on Thursday nights because I get to interview people, or people that do different things that give them joy and passion and hope. And I learned this from my dad years ago. He said, always do what you love, and opportunity and money will chase you. And I was like, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever. You know how you hear that when you're a kid. But he's right, you know. And over the years, I've heard it from different people. And I know that to be a true aspect of our life. When we do what we love and what we do, you know, we can chase our, you know, money and opportunity chases us. And we never just exist, but we're living each day with not leaving anything on the table. And that is so, so key. And I met a young lady a few months ago, actually, and she's like really impressed me with trying to put it all together, as we all do every day, putting it all together. And I love her. She's a good girl, and I'm working with her, and she's working with me. She's got a great story about how she's transforming her body, spiritual part of herself and her mind, and not doing it with religion. She's doing it with her own personal journey, with her higher power. It's a real honor to have you here tonight, Patricia. I'm so excited because you are an amazing soul. And, you know, how did you and I meet? We met, at Orange Theory, where you and I were, I was working out, and you were getting to meet her because you yourself look amazing and beautiful. you know, and I was like, wow, you know, she's just a strong alpha female, this beautiful woman. And so how did you get started with nutrition and food information, and what brought you to that point at Orange Theory? So take us from there. Yeah, I know you have got a great body story, you know, inspirational story, and there's a lot of aspects to that. Yeah. So how did you get to the point?
Well, it all started a few years ago. It wound up being a very low point in my life where I had gotten up to, I think the heaviest was 205, and I stand at 5'6", so 205 pounds is a lot to carry on a 5'6" frame through a very bad relationship, and it felt like everything was falling apart until everyone has a breaking point. And I had a breaking point when the elevators in the building where I worked broke, and I had to climb three flights of stairs, excuse me. I remember getting to the third story or third flight and not being able to breathe. I felt an intense pressure on my chest, and my heart was racing. And it was that point that I said enough was enough. And my doctor had warned me prior that if I had not stopped, that I was eventually going to continue to gain weight and eventually give myself a heart attack or worse. So from that point forward, I started doing my own research. I started reading through fitness magazines and reading life-changing stories and learning my own workouts, things of that nature. And I started doing something I'd never done before, which is set foot in the gym. From that day forward, I said never again.
Wow, and that is amazing. Yeah. How old are you? How old are you now?
Finally,
when did you start?
I started at 24, 25, and now I am 30. So it's been a 6-year process, and I'm nowhere done. I had some mess-ups and some flaws here and there. I did go backwards, and unfortunately, I'm not perfect as much as I would like to think that I have a little bit of perfection in me. Unfortunately, I'm not perfect, and I made several mistakes along the way that caused delay. Some were mistakes that I learned from, of course, actually every mistake you learn from, and then some mistakes that I paid a price for. But, you know, eventually you get right back where you started from, or right back on the good foot, and you continue the weight loss and continue the journey.
How much weight have you lost total now?
We are up to 49 pounds.
49 pounds. You guys, she looks amazing, and she helps other people with making the right food choices. And so on a physical level, eating right is really key, okay? And do you consciously do that every day? And when you cheat, do you beat yourself up? Or do you say, you know what, I cheated today. Tomorrow I'll get back on strong on my diet. Do you do that, or do you exercise more? Because I know you're big into everything. The gym. I know how you feel. I had never been in a gym until a couple of years ago. Like, yeah, what's this about? You know what I mean? But yeah, I thought, you know, like they have their own language. Like, I need to get the book on what this means. Hamstring, biceps. Biceps curl. What's that? You know? Oh, so I understand that. But when you cheat, and somebody's texting me now, and some people, women especially, are a little nervous about weight loss, and this gal is, her boyfriend is on her about losing weight. But when you cheat, do you say, okay, I'm going to be off my diet, and you have a hard time getting back on, or do you jump back on it the next day or 2 days later? How do you do that? What do you do?
I jump right back on it. And my cheat is, I don't know if all, if the public can relate, but I love sugar. Okay. I have the sugar tooth that is, and you know what I'm talking about. If I see one piece of candy, or if I see a slice of cake, or if I see any kind of ice cream, it's downhill. It's all downhill. But yes, when I cheat well, and I enjoy every moment of my cheat. But I make sure that the very next day I'm right back on where I was the day before.
You know, what I find interesting, yeah, is that you were 20 in your early mid-20s, and you are in your 30 now, and you had a hard time climbing up the stairs, I'm assuming, three flights of stairs, because, mm-hmm. and that's a big wake-up call, you know, and I noticed that myself when, you know, I started getting into fitness, you know, a couple of years ago. And kids and people are you know, the younger generation, they are not as healthy as maybe their parents or their older brothers and sisters or whatever. And so when you were that tired, that was a wake up call for you.
Yeah,
that's good. So how many calories? And I'm going to go on to the spiritual part and tie it all together. But how many calories do you recommend? Because you coach people now with eating. And you coach them with the right food choices. How do you do that? I know you work with, what's the company you work for? I can't remember because they deliver food to me. What's the name of it? It's
Fresh Meal Plan is who I work for.
Yeah, and then so, you know, if you guys want some great food choices, she can give those to you. So we'll give a little plug where if you want people to call you or how they can reach you. But so how did you get to the point where you're coaching people? Were you led to do that? You know, and how many calories do you eat? How do you help them find their caloric intake? Just tell me how you do that, because that seems like a big, big lot of work. You know what I mean? So, too, as well.
It's,
you've lost 49
like a
pounds.
Calling.
Okay.
No, for sure.
Like your passion?
I feel like it's almost like a calling, I want to say, because when I started to drop the weight, and I will tell to all our listeners, in the beginning, it's always the most fun. Because once you have structured your diet, and once you have learned what a macro is, and what a protein is, and what a carbohydrate is, and how it affects your body and what it does to you, it becomes very interesting. It becomes almost like a science. So I wanted to teach other people that science. I've always liked to help people, especially in our generation, just like you said, and again, forgive me for using the verbiage, but we're in a very easy society where I can sit and drive in my car and go to four different takeout places or four different fast food locations in one plaza or one line.
Wow.
So there's this ease. It's almost like my generation needs that ease. Now, gosh forbid we actually have to cook something and take our time and learn about that. You know, you get frustrated in the McDonald's line if you're waiting more than 3 minutes. But, of course, I sat there and upon my own knowledge, you know, I read that most women have to intake a certain amount of calories for weight loss. There's one for weight gain, and a good weight gain, not a bad weight gain, and, of course, maintenance. And usually it's between the 1,200 to the 1,500 mark. Now, for myself, being as active as I am, I intake it about 2,000 to 2,200 a day. On days that I do not work out, I lessen the caloric intake to about 1,500 to 1,700. Now remember, when you're eating 5 to 6 times a day, your metabolism starts to race. So you start burning through that. You need that fuel to keep you going. When I discovered the company's fresh meal plan is when it just made my life so much easier because it broke down the macros. Now I could count down these proteins, count down the carbohydrates, count down everything. And they broke down exactly what it was that I was intaking per meal in terms of the ingredients. The nutritionist on site does everything with the chef, so it eliminates that problem. It makes it easy for you. All you do is open the door, take the bag, and enjoy your meal. That's it.
That's what I love. It, like, you just eat it and be done with it, you know, because I'm not a cook or whatever. I don't sit there and think, oh, this would be wonderful. Where can I buy it? That's what I say. Already cooked, you know. And what I love about your diet plan is that it's already cooked for you, and all you have to do is heat it up. And that's cool that you found that, and you like helping people. So it was like your calling to start getting into shape yourself. How many days a week do you work out at the gym, Patricia?
Because I love it, I'm there 6 days a week, and every day you do something different. Every day you do something different. So I'm there on a minimum of an hour, on a maximum of an hour and a half.
Wow. So you are a weight management coach, also a exercise coach. It feels like exercise coach. I'm saying weight management because that's what it feels like. It's, you know, it's not about losing weight sometimes. It's about learning how to, you know, because I'm pretty small and I have to eat like 6 or 7 times a day, but I have to eat the right kinds of foods. You know what I mean? And right. your company, you have really helped me with that. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You want to have children. And so was having kids a big factor in getting your body ready, you know what I mean, and to look good in a bathing suit is one thing, but to have healthy children is another.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. So how did you work that? Did that play a factor in it at all? You know, I know you started when you were in your 20s, but now you're like, hey, I'd like someday to settle down, have kids. And you told me something, I think, when I first met you, that you wanted to have children and you wanted to be lean when you got pregnant. And did you always know that, or is that something that you learned being in the food industry, weight management industry? What did you feel about that or think about that? Better question.
When I learned my value and how important health was to me and how I did not want to become a statistic, is when all these things came into play. And then you start observing people around you, could be your friends, could be family, could be your colleagues. A lot of it for me was colleagues. Because, again, remember, I went through a stage where I did not want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to be alone. So I learned a lot through my colleagues since I was working at, or still am working with the other company, but I was in a sedentary position. So everyone knows when you're in a sedentary position, you tend to eat all day long. When I started noticing their high blood pressure, their issues with cholesterol, and them having issues with childbirth, or then the children paying the price for what they did to themselves, it just added more fuel to the fire, so to speak, so that I could continue this journey. My point is to bounce right back so that after, Lord willing, I have my children, they're born absolutely healthy, and I am also healthy myself. So, yes, I plan on being that woman in the gym who's 8 months old doing a squat. So, yes, I shall be the one doing the squat and swinging kettlebells over my head and doing 20-pound dumbbell curls. So it'll be never-ending.
There you go. That's funny. You know, I know your journeys, you help people with getting their diet plan straight, and you help them with exercise and all the things that you do yourself, and you help others do it with fresh meal plans. Let me ask you this question. The physical body is important. I think it is so important. But you can be healthy physically or get healthy like you're doing. But you've had a spiritual journey as well. Do you feel that weight gain can facilitate, because you're holding on to anger, you're holding on to things, and this is a question I've not asked you, I want to get a fresh answer here. Do you think weight gain or being overweight can be a product of holding on to old stuff, old anger, old hurt, old pain? What do you feel about
100%.
That?
100%. 100%. And I'll explain
okay.
to you why. Food equals
yeah.
comfort. When you're mm. angry and you're upset, and to make matters worse, if you're alone, whether you have secluded yourself by choice, which was my situation, or by force, I guess you could say, using that verbiage, food starts to look really comforting. It becomes your friend. And for me, my friend was French fries. My friend was ice cream. And French fries and ice cream would never upset me. Everything else that made me angry, they comforted.
Right, I get you. So you, when you started dealing with, let's say, because you and I are, you know, you and I are working together, and when you start, when you started dealing with things that bother you, like, you know, I know myself when I started working on my own journey, it was like, you know, my dad, my mom, you know, my ex, you know, and all these kind of things, because I think that you hold on to anger. So as you release the anger, it gives you more room to love, not only another human or spiritual person or whatever you believe in, but it also gives you more room to love yourself. And then you, you know, then you said something, you go, I love the gym. So you're loving the gym, you're loving working your body out, but how important it is it for self-love? And that's a journey right there to love yourself. You know, there's just all kinds of ways to do that, right? How important is it to
Absolutely.
Love yourself when you're, okay, all right.
You have to. You have to love yourself. You absolutely
you
do, because who else are you doing it for? You have to
yeah.
do this for you, for first and foremost, not because your significant other says you need to lose weight, not because somebody called you fat. And bullying nowadays is so prevalent that it's pretty much it's disgusting in my eyes. And it can lead
right.
to even worse things, especially the younger generation, which I feel, even from me, the days that I went to school, the bullying now has reached a whole new level, a whole new level. And it starts at a younger age. And it continues along with us, where we have to love yourself, or else you'll never progress. You'll never progress. You have to value you. You have to understand your worth. Unless you understand your worth and love yourself, you are not going to get anywhere. You can have an illusion. You can
right.
have an appearance. But that appearance, as soon as you get home, you're going to continue to feel that emptiness. And I think it's something that a lot of us neglect. And we try to find happiness in other areas, but until you begin with yourself, you're not starting at all.
You know, I've noticed that when I talk to people with, you know, because I do life, you know, this a life and spiritual coaching, but I notice that women, not so much men, women, they're going to want to lose weight for a guy. I got to lose 10 pounds
yes.
to go to this class reunion or to go to this wedding or to get married or for my husband or my fiance or whatever. You did not lose it for a guy. You lost it for yourself. What's the difference? You and because you work with tons of people that are struggling with food. Some of them are just wanting to get the right balance. So what is your opinion on this? I'd like to know, because I know you talk to a lot of folks about this stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Never lose weight because someone else told you to. Because at the end of the day, that is when you start making mistakes. That's when you start cheating yourself of good meals. And when I say cheating yourself of good meals, I can't tell you how many people approach me and tell me that they don't eat, or they go on fat burners, or they take all these nonsense that you see over the counter, I can't even name them of how many fat burners and dietary supplements that there are, and they're doing it to impress somebody else.
Right.
You can't start with, I guess you could say, a shallow reasoning to continue that. You have to do it for yourself. It's an investment for you. Some people look at our cuisine, so to speak, as an expense, and that's the most incorrect fashion of looking at things. It is simply an investment. It is an investment in your health. If you don't have you, who do you have?
That's true. That is so, so true. I know you're a single woman. Well, you're not going to be single for very long, and that's something that she's chatting about. You're not going to be single for very long. But one of the things that I know that you lost weight for you, You just recently got a motorcycle, and so you're going to be doing motorcycle lessons today for yourself and then teaching others, you know, and that kind of thing. But before, when you were extremely overweight, would you have bought a motorcycle? Would you have bought, you know, some of the things that you do now? You know what I mean? Like, would you have done that? Or have you noticed that you're able to reward yourself more because you feel better about who you are? You know what I mean? So that's something
absolutely.
Okay.
I would have never, ever set foot on a motorcycle, or excuse me, set on a motorcycle, nor would I have done so many outdoor activities as I do now. You cannot keep me inside of the home. Okay? I have to be outside at all times, socializing, conversing with other people, networking. That is life. Life is living outside. It's talking to people. It's meeting. It's enjoying. It's traveling. It's eating the right dinners with your friends and dinners with families or lunches somewhere or breakfast by the beach and enjoying a wonderful beach run and doing those extracurricular activities that are for, I guess you can say, more able-bodied, where you can pick
right.
yourself up and move. So, yes, I could. I would have never, ever, ever set foot on a motorcycle if I had not dropped the weight or gone paddleboarding for that fact.
I'd like that. The other thing, too, Patricia, that you said is keep moving. My dad always told me that. He's never going to retire. He said, always keep moving. If you're moving, you're going to stay healthy. And that's a philosophy that he taught me many years ago. I think you're saying the same thing right now. Do you ever struggle with depression? And how do you come out of it if you do? Or have you ever helped somebody who struggles with depression? How do you come out of it? Because that's a big question. Somebody just texted me. I get depressed when
absolutely.
I overeat. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I think we all do.
Absolutely. Anyone who says that they're happy 24 hours a day is lying. Okay? Because you go
yeah.
through moments, whether it could be work-related, where it could be personal. I can tell you right off the bat now, even though you've been so kind to tell me that I will not be single for much longer, you go through those moments where you have these successes. You know, I have two fuzzy children, you know, my two little furry four-legged children. And as I always
yeah.
say, I live for them certain days. You know, I live for me first, but I live for them because I know that they're always waiting for me at home. And I always have a little waggly tail. Even if there's accidents
aww.
Everywhere, there's always a waggly tail waiting for me. But, yes, I still do have those moments that I get super, super upset. But then I have to stop and think to myself and say, Patricia, why are you upset? What triggered it? And does this trigger have any value in it? Now,
right.
if you ask yourself that question, does that trigger hold any value? Or let's say somebody made a comment to you, and I really want the listeners to really listen to what I'm saying here. If someone makes a comment to you that upsets you, whether it's regarding your weight or your career or anything like that, and you feel that that point is invalid, consider the source. If that person's opinion holds no value to you, why do you weigh and put doubt on so much of that? Ignore it. I have done it on countless amounts of times. And I would take these opinions, and everyone has that saying about opinions that I don't even need to repeat, but everyone has an opinion. And if that person's opinion holds no value, you know what I'm talking about, that person's
yeah.
opinion has no value to you, or that source is being contradictory in themselves, then let it go. I have my couch has been welcomed with several people that have always come over and either cried or share their story. I have many friends that are in many different situations, and I always tell them the same thing. You are number one. Even if you have children, I understand that parents, you know, you put everything to your children. I applaud you for being
yeah.
parents. One day I'm going to say that. I know I'm going to say that. I will be able to fully understand that. But don't lose sight on you as well, because those children are looking at you. At the end of the
that's
day.
True.
So, yes,
that's
even
true.
for me, I do. I could be on riding the high horse. I'm doing fantastic, but something could have happened. Maybe I saw someone I didn't want to see, or someone said something to me that hurt my feelings. Just brush it off the shoulder and don't allow it to destroy you. Do not allow it to pull you down over a comment. At the end of the day, it's just an opinion and someone else's words.
That's true. That is so darn true. And that's great that you're talking, speaking about that. I know you're on your spiritual journey with affirmations and meditations, and you're like, Terry, I don't really want to talk about that. We'll do that on another day because I know it's a beginning thing for you. But let me ask you a question. Do you have a higher power? Do you think you call it God, Buddha, Jesus, I don't know, the universe, however you say it. Do you think that higher power gets you through things or helps you?
Without fail. Without fail.
Yeah, I'm talking about just spirituality. Yeah, you guys, she's got some wonderful stuff, and I'm going to save that for another day for her. But, you know, you're a weight management coach, and you help people with – she helps, and she helps. I've seen her at this, you know, at the story, helping people, some characters and everything. But you guys got a great product. I love your food. And if somebody wanted to work with you or reach out to you, do you only do in the state of Florida? Do you do outside of Florida? Or talk to us about that, and then give us a way to contact you so you can get some clients for your
absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I work with just the Florida, specifically since I work with Fresh Meals. I want to make sure that we're covering the Tri-County, Orlando, and the Key area. So I'll say it again, Tri-County, Orlando, and the Keys. And anyone who would like to shoot me a text message, give me a call, not a problem. I can be reached at 561-213-7345. So, again, I'll say it again, 561-213-7345. And I can at least get you a welcoming email and get everything in there so you get an idea of what the product is and what it is that we do and the wonderful things that we put in the food. We pride ourselves on the ingredients. We make sure that we're putting the best of the best in there. We have competitors that charge less than we do. But once again, I want the community to look at this as an investment because our food is much different. Our meat is grass-fed. There's no GMOs.
Wow.
The eggs are cage-free. So there's a lot of things that we invest to make sure that you're eating properly at a reasonable price. We're doing the prepping, the cooking, the measuring, the preparing. Everything is done for you. So we want to make sure that we're feeding your body in the proper way.
So it's GMO-free. And I know it's organic and grass-fed, cage-free, grass-fed beef, cage-free chicken. We had a speaker on, and she does a lot with that. That's what her business is, organic foods. And she really gives an education on that. But the GMOs kill you. And that's a whole story for in a whole different day, a whole different show. But because of what she said and because of your food, I for the most part, I don't think I get any GMOs. Does like a glass of wine have GMOs? Probably does, but I don't know. But the worst I do. And, you know, and that's once a week or once every 2 weeks, so it's all good. Anyway, thank you for sharing how to get in touch with you. And we're going to have you on again. Because you're on quite a journey, and but yeah, love to hear what you had to say and set something up here for you. You could really help some people, even more so than you do now with Angel Coaches. So you guys, you know, and if you forget how to get in touch with her, you can always download the show 24/7, 365. And if you lose her information, give me a call and say, hey, I want to talk to the girl that can get me started on a great program and help me manage my weight or lose weight. Gain weight. Those people that gain weight, that's what I'm going to do next lifetime. I'm going to have to gain weight. Wouldn't it be great? I've never said that before, but yeah, you know, I have a friend of mine, he's a guy, he's like, oh, I need to gain weight. I go, I so hate you right now, you know, and because we're always women, most time women have to lose weight. So anyway, thank you for being on our show. And you guys, you can, if you need to, she gave her information out. If you need to and you lose it, just give me a text or call. You know, most people have my information, 3-954-636-9401. Or if you have an idea for a show, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page. And then, of course, we're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. And so we'd love to hear what you have to say and put us on your – and follow us and we'll follow you. And make a difference because, you know, I agree with what this young lady is doing. And you know, educating, and she has a calling to help people and help them get healthy because she herself is getting healthy. And one of the sweetest pictures I have of you, and I'll share this with everybody, she does like sugar. She was over there introducing her food. And I looked over there, she goes, I love this, you know, it's like GMO-free, of course, and it was really healthy, sweet, you know, and I think it was a cookie or something. And she was eating it and having that look of pure joy on your face eating that dessert. So I was like, I've got to try those desserts, you know. That's such a sweet picture, I remember. But she's a great coach and can really help you guys, and she's a wonderful soul and really believes in what she does and lives it, okay? And so when someone lives it, lives their passion, and she's losing weight and knows what it's like to lose weight. She knows what it's like to gain weight, and she knows what it's like to eat healthy. So she's got it all covered, so she can really help everybody. So follow us, as I said, on Facebook.com/angelcoaches, and our next show is going to be Sunday with me and Diane. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me, so that's our relationship book. And it's got angels in there. It's got some great stories. And it's also got the law of attraction. So anyway, you guys have a great now. We will see you on Sunday. And anyway, and I'm getting ready to run my marathon. I'm super excited about it. So you guys take care. Have a great now. And we will see you Sunday morning or Sunday evening at 8:30. Take care, everybody. Bye.